Martin.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hey, by the way, Chris, thanks for calling in from Washington. We appreciate that. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. Go ahead and give us a call. Weigh in. 53 countries and several affiliates across the United States of America are listening to you now. Matter of fact, if you'd like to go to Genesis Communication Network, we have about 80% of the bar on the gauge. We're rocking the gauge, friends. That means you're listening, and we appreciate it. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, what we're talking about right now is the religion of ignorance, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved, cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. And what I did the last hour is I kicked off some of the stats concerning our representatives, those that derive their power from the consent of we the people, the governed. And friends, there's absolutely no excuse for the crimes that I named off. It's crazy, over the top. And then we had a caller call in, Chris from Washington. And he basically talked about, that if you don't play by the rules, they're going to basically remove you. And that's exactly right. And I said to him, I said, I totally concur. I agree with everything you're saying. That's the message to our posterity. Folks, that's, well, I mean, what do you want? That's corporatism. Yeah. That's fascism. And really, that's illegal in every sense of the word. What, if you don't play by the rules that man makes, then we're going to basically take you out? No. Let me tell you this. God always uses small numbers, friends. He never uses a majority. And just like John Knox, the great Scottish reformer, said, that prophet back in the day who stood all alone, he said, you and God are always in the majority. And boy, does history speak forth exactly what he said and bear witness to it? Absolutely, in every sense of the word.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that more than once. I remember there was a man who did a documentary, and he was exposing a bad guy out there. And he said, right now,
bad guy.
A bad guy out there. And he said, right now, my daughter thinks that if you stand up for truth, basically, if you do the right thing, then someone's going to come after you. And that's a lot of what we're told. Even, too, people say, you're just too extreme to the right. People just don't want to get involved because you're too, you know, we don't want to bash Obama. We don't want to offend anyone.
Let me put it this way. If you don't bash Obama, Obama's going to bash your rights, and he's going to bash your Constitution.
He has them.
Remember, he wants to bash your fundamental rights. He wants to eradicate them. Wake up. This is not a game. I'm so tired of people saying, well, you know, is this like just where you sit down and bash Obama? No. It's not about bashing Obama. It's about dealing with the man that is violating his oath.
That's attacking us.
That's exactly right.
That's coming after us. When you have, you know, a tyrannical government or people who are in office coming and trying to take away your rights, usurp the Constitution, what are you supposed to do? Stand back and say, oh, that's okay. I don't want to say anything because I might offend the guy who's trying to take away my guns.
Yeah. I know he's trying to steal away my guns, and he's going to other countries and blaming me for the crimes that his administration has contrived.
Don't be too harsh.
I don't really want to call him out for who he is. I mean, hey, let me say something. What is it like? Is there like a second United States of America or something? Like when he's done destroying this one, is there like another one that you're going to flee to or something or what?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, friends. Don't forget that. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. Stand your ground. And, folks, it really is time for the American people, namely the professed Christians, patriots, and conservatives, to stand their ground and let me say it this way. Prove your God.
Yeah.
Call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. I mean, my goodness, friends, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? To those that believe the report of the Lord. God said he would show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Perfect that which concerneth us, Lord, for your glory. And then when you look at the life of David, I mean, my gosh, folks, how can you deny the existence of a youth that took out a man, Goliath, that was defying the armies of the living God? But there again, friends, that's what God is looking for. He's looking for those that will call upon his name, take him at his word, walk in what he commanded, and he will do the rest.
That's
he
right.
promised, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But you don't waver. And you don't waver because you're afraid of what the state-run media might say about you. You don't waver because you're afraid someone might not agree with what you're saying. What you're going to find, friends, is there's those that are in the corner that are going to look at you as the leader for taking a stand, and they're going to gather around behind you because what you're finding in America is they're looking for leadership, and when they find leadership, they get behind them to push. They want resolve. I mean, talking about Scotland, look at William Wallace, friends. You know him as Braveheart. He's known as a heroic warrior. Why? Because he stood his ground.
Without compromise.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes me think of the quote, cowards did not establish this republic, and cowards will not preserve it. And going back to what we were talking about even in the beginning of the show, this woman here has her husband in 2011. She takes an anniversary picture without him, holding his flag in 2013. And our boys that are going over there and sacrificing their lives to uphold the Constitution, the oath that they swore, like you've said so many times, they're doing their job. It's a slap in the face for the American people who are back home enjoying the freedom, taking part in the freedom that they are sacrificing their lives to give, for us to let, you know, Congress and these criminals and these representatives get away with breaking the law.
I guess blood-bought freedoms, you know, the price paid for our freedoms, the propitiation for our freedoms. I think it really comes to this now in America. As long as it doesn't matter what price it is that's paid, just as long as I can watch my favorite game.
Yeah,
you know,
seriously.
And I think that's what people are looking at. But again, friends, what we're talking about is the religion of ignorance and how it begins. It begins by you not knowing your foundations. Hey, folks, because them that I named off to the stats during the last hour were not held accountable for their crimes, they have today become more emboldened to continue down the same lawless road. And people in this country need to understand that criminals mock society's laws. America's compassion is a weakness that its enemies do not and will not share. Criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. Hey, nobody's perfect. The corrupt depend upon your ignorance of the Constitution and its enumerated laws. Until America calls those that break the laws criminals, nothing's going to change. The days are getting darker, Bradley. Nothing we can do about it. No, when you look in Scripture, you can see that's exactly why God judged nations, because those that knew to do did not.
Yep.
Therefore, he judged them.
Yep.
Okay? The days are getting darker, Bradley. Yeah, the church is called to be the light of the world. Now what's your excuse? Hey, folks, I know we live in darkness, and I know the days are getting darker. And with some, the only light that you have is the truth, and I'm giving you the truth. So turn the lights up and expose the darkness. Light a candle and lead the way. Because it would do us all well, my friends. It would do us all well to stick to the light that not only exposes but also refuses the darkness. Ephesians 5:11. Listen to what Daniel Webster rightly said. I love this. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. That's exactly right. Listen, friends. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Whoa! Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. And I'll tell you what that another quarter is when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, false no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. This latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point, an article that makes you think.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about the religion of ignorance. I started the show off last hour. A nation of well-informed men who've been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. Cannot be enslaved. Cannot be enslaved. Who would know better than our founders, friends? It is in the religion of tyranny. I'm sorry, it is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. Lawless ones mean to rule through lawless people.
Can I say a little story that I have? I think it'll go pretty with this.
Are you sure?
It's a little story. It's pretty simple, but it's a great point to go along with what we're talking about. Now,
hang on a second. What's the story about? Just kind of outline it before we actually give you the green
little
light.
Little House on the Prairie. There was these brothers on the show. Maybe you have seen Little House on the Prairie before, but basically we're talking about how people will get away with what you tolerate, what you let them get away with. Well, there is this one episode.
Wait. We didn't give you the green light yet.
Well, it's Little House on the Prairie, the younger brothers. I'm sorry, not the younger brothers. It was the bully boys.
The bully boys.
The bully boys, the ones that got away with everything in the town, taking from the people. I don't want to give away the whole entire story, but...
Okay.
Basically, what it is these men, they came into the town, and they came into the town...
But I still didn't hear anybody give you the green light.
I'm going to give you the whole story before you give me the green light, because for you to catch on with what I'm saying.
Well, that's kind of cheating just a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just got to say the story. Otherwise, I'm going to give it away by letting you know what story it is anyway.
Okay.
Can I have the green light, please?
Just...
Come on. Go.
I haven't agreed to that yet.
Oh, boy.
But I am. Okay, go ahead and give us a story.
Okay, I'm giving the story.
Okay.
Right. So, Little House on the Prairie. There are these men that came and moved into the town. And what they did was they went to the mercantile and they took advantage of the people at the mercantile. And what they did was they ran up this huge bill and then they didn't pay for it. And they said, well, we've got a bank draft that's due. We'll pay for it later. Then they went over to the lumber company and they took lumber from the lumber company and they didn't pay for it. They got away with not paying for it.
Yep.
And then they went and they stole, you know, feed and seed from these other people all on credit without paying because the generosity of the people is just letting them get away with it.
That's right.
So what happened
was encouraging it.
Yep. So at the end, so in the middle of the show, what they're doing is the guy's sitting there. He said, well, you think they'll let us stay around for a while, Sam? understand. He goes, well, I don't see anyone pushing us to leave. And because they were getting away with taking advantage of everybody, they were emboldened to stay. They even went after Ma when she was on her way to the mercantile.
That's how it works.
Exactly. But what happened was, at the very end, the minister, Reverend Alden, finally got... That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm really feeling
inspired right now. But here's the kicker. At the very end, Reverend Alden got behind the pulpit, and he said, we are not going to stand for this anymore. And the one bad guy who was taking advantage of everyone...
Bad guy
who was taking advantage of everyone said, well, it looks like you're pretty much standing alone, Reverend. That's beautiful. Oh. I'm really feeling warm. The cockles
of my
heart.
Don't be mocking Little House on the Prairie.
I'm not. I love the show.
Okay.
But at the very end, the Reverend got up and he said, listen, we're not going to stand for this. And one of the brothers said, well, it looks like you're pretty much standing alone, Reverend. He goes, am I? And they all grabbed these men who were violating the people in the town. And when the people showed these men... By a force of their
actions.
Wait
a second, though. He said, are they? He was encouraged because he didn't see anybody else stand up with the preacher. But once he said that, the other people stood up and kicked their little hind end,
the
little keisters, out of
town. All the men of the town grabbed them and said, well, you're going to go out of town now, and you're only going to take those things that you brought with you. And they said, okay, tell them we'll do it. And what they did was they picked up those criminals, the ones that took advantage of everybody in the town, when they finally stood together, put their foot down and said, nope, this is not going to pass any longer. And they kicked them out of the town.
And not just kick them out, but to civilly hold them accountable for the crimes that they violated, friends.
That's right.
You have to take it another step. First impeach, then once you remove them, then you hold them civilly accountable for the crimes committed against we the people.
And the point is, when you got those criminals out of the town because everyone stood together for what was right and acted as a group, we the people as a group, and said, listen, you are leaving, you broke the law, you are leaving, and hold them accountable for their crimes, then peace and righteousness was restored back
into the
town.
Stephanie, you are the greatest of illustrators.
I know it's a
second
simple...
Second to none.
It's a simple analogy.
The cream of the crop.
That's right. Jesus used parables.
The best I've ever heard.
The point is, listen, when people
rise up... I think everybody got the point.
Yeah. Rise up, kick the bad guys out, and you'll have peace
and
harmony.
Right smack in the biscuits, right?
I like that.
Daniel Webster rightly said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men. In other words, you play the fool for them, and become the instruments of their own undoing. In other words, you outdo yourselves by not bringing forth justice. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. I love that.
Yeah.
I totally do. Chase, what do you got?
Yeah, well,
I want to keep this on a positive.
I got a whole list. I was looking for a couple specific ones, but
yeah.
I got a whole list of federal, state, and local politicians who are now convicted of crime.
Whoa, slow your roll. So people
conviction?
Actually stood up?
Yeah, this is a big list.
Good people in government? Yes, we know that. Praise God for them, right? So in saying that, can you go ahead and highlight maybe, I don't know, just a couple of them?
Yeah, sure.
Show the people how it's done here.
Well,
this
I guess
is
we can start more recently. So
okay.
We got in the Obama administration. Hold on.
I think a lot of times when they're actually popped in the administration, it's because they didn't follow the rules of protocol or protocol concerning their, you know, their puppet master.
Oh,
that's what Chris was talking about.
Some of this stuff is kind of interesting. So we got Jesse Jackson Jr.
Yeah, this is not something. First of all, this kid, I believe, Jesse Jackson Jr., I believe that he is from an adulterated relationship, for those that did not know that. So Reverend Jesse Jackson, we're trying to figure out who is he a reverend for. Who is he representing here? We
he
know that he's
Bible.
He's an uncivil rights leader.
Right. And he ain't following the Bible. He's a reverend. He ain't
that's
doing
exactly
that.
Right. So, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Jesse Jackson Jr., a Democrat from Illinois, pleaded guilty on February 20th, 2013, to one count of wire and mail fraud in connection with his misuse of $750,000 of campaign funds.
Curious.
Wow.
How many charges were actually laid to his charge? What does the indictment say?
It just said one count.
Well, yeah, that means there's probably about 15 others.
There could be.
It doesn't
say here.
Yep.
In August 2013, Jackson was sentenced to 2.5 years imprisonment.
Yeah, he still wants his pension, by the way, friends, for those that didn't know.
After stealing $750,000?
Yeah. Hey, did you also know that in Chicago, I believe the last two
of
the three governors are in prison?
Are in prison, yeah.
Yeah, some pretty upright guys over there, right?
Crazy stuff.
So in other words, the American people and the justice system actually work for the people.
In that case.
Amen. Or it was a transfer of power, too, for those that understand a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes.
Illinois, you know, mafia working in there, getting the wrong people out.
Tony, you know Tony over there, Bugsy,
Then we got Rick Renzi.
Ricky, yeah.
Yeah, you know him?
No.
June 12, 2013, was found guilty of 17 of the 32 counts against him, including wire fraud, conspiracy, extortion, racketeering, money laundering.
Oh, my goodness.
Making false statements to insurance regulators, et cetera. There's a few of them.
Who was he?
He was a Republican from Arizona.
Yep.
Oh, Republican.
So, yeah.
Good
this is federal.
Him.
This is just the federal government.
Yep.
The local and state government is.
But it shows you that nobody's above the law.
Right.
Amen. Okay, good.
Hold them to it, and they'll be put where they belong. Trey Riddell, a Republican. Republican from Florida, was convicted of misdemeanor possession of cocaine.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good example for our young people.
Yeah, friends, why do we have foreigners coming into our country and killing Americans? Because America's buying drugs. If America wasn't buying the drugs, we wouldn't have these folks coming over and killing anybody. Now, would we? There again comes down to what? Responsibility.
This one's kind of funny. He was sentenced to 1 year probation and fined $250. Riddell announced he would take a leave of absence but didn't resign.
Yeah.
So he's still staying strong.
We'll see how that one works out. We'll do a little homework on that one. Okay.
Wow.
That wasn't a good one, Chase. Not a bad analogy. Okay.
$250 was he was fined for?
Yeah, and a year probation.
Well, who's to say it wasn't, you know, the local sheriff that was actually dealing the drugs to him and just, you know, trying to lighten the load a little bit? I don't know. And by the way, friends, I'm not being facetious. Go ahead.
Judicial branch. Samuel B. Kent, the federal district judge of Galveston, Texas, was sentenced on May 11, 2009 to 33 months in prison for having lied about sexually harassing two female employees. He had been appointed to office by none other than George H.W. Bush in 1990.
Yeah. Oh. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we forgot about the lady that was actually going to sue George W. Bush at the offset of his presidential run. She was actually suing George Bush for rape, George W. Bush. The allegation came forth that he raped her. Interestingly enough, it wasn't soon thereafter that she was found dead with a gunshot blast to her head. But we don't want to talk about that kind of stuff.
Seriously.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
More
a lot of dead bodies around the Bushes and the Clintons, man. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, I've read a couple stories like that. Even just recently, there's a couple
crazy
plane
stuff.
Crashes. Weird
of course.
Stuff.
Convenience, man. I mean, look at the Kennedys. Look at John Jr. dies over the sea. Nobody knows where he's at. That was a week after he actually said, John F. Kennedy's son, where he actually said that if he, you know, if the people wanted me to become the president, I would do that. A week later, he's dead. Oh, what a coincidence.
Bloggers all over this
one. Yeah, got that one. Well, it's true, though. Oh, it's true.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It can. Hey, folks, just for the record, I always like to solidify and verify. The strange death of the woman who filed a rape lawsuit against Bush. Her name is Marjorie Schudinger, a Texas woman who filed a rape lawsuit against George W. Bush in December 2002. Mysteriously committed suicide. Interestingly enough, her accusations were, which included being drugged and sexually assaulted numerous times by Bush and other men purporting to be FBI agents, are bizarre and hard for most people to believe. But her story fits in with those told by a growing number of people who say they were used as guinea pigs or whatever by members of the CIA or another U.S. agency who wanted to test out the latest mind control drugs, so on and so forth. Gets a little weird. Don't want to go too deep into that stuff. But friends, it's out there. Do your homework. A strange suicide. Her name was Schudinger. By the way, she used to date George W. Bush. So apparently, again, he thinks he's above the law. By the way, friends, you need to understand, these people that serve We the People, many of them, you know, like these federal employees, these reps, these senators, folks, they're seasoned in crime. They think they're above the law. Only to be damned in the end. But let's make sure that they're dealt with before the end. That's our job, right? List of American state and local politicians convicted of crimes we've been talking about. Been talking about the religion of ignorance, so on and so forth. And I wanted to make sure people understood that, hey, when we're reading these folks, this is a positive. You know, when I'm going through state by state, just showing you that, hey, justice is the guardian of liberty. But the sad part about it is once they're removed, then you have to deal with more of it. Hey, folks, for example, Michael Bloomberg. Everybody knows the guy's out of hand. But the American people, through her acceptance, take it as the norm. And that's what's to be expected. And when you take that mentality on, you need to understand that it's to your own demise. That's what it comes down to. justice is the guardian of liberty. And it's good to know that these people have been dealt with and crime has been dealt with. But I can tell you this, the way that you actually bring forth, here, let me go back to biblical times. Let me go back to, just to bring it to the current, the best way that I can. Let's go to Abe Lincoln. Let's go back to the 1800s. When he was assassinated, they hung those people, those conspirators, publicly. Mm-hmm. And why did they do that? Because they wanted to put the fear of God in other people. Now, I can hear someone out there right now saying, Bradley, but what about the innocent people? I understand that part, too, but we're not talking about that right now. When someone commits a crime and you deal with that criminal, I mean, you live in a society today, friends, where you're taught three strikes and then you better not do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening? They're encouraging you as to commit the crime, but you only get three chances at it.
Right.
I mean, how backwards can it possibly be? Who's the one that is suffering the consequence? Friends, at large, you are. Even reading the Declaration of Independence, we can see that people were more apt to suffer the abuses than to actually deal with the abuses. And when you read that Declaration of Independence, that document, that it's interesting to note that right after, you know, you read the unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America, so on and so forth. But folks, I would say 3/4 of that document are the usurpations of the king, the crimes of the king. And that's why they were throwing off that government. We're not going to tolerate crime. That's what they were saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, in reading this list, I've been doing a little bit more research, and the whole list from 1777 to 1868, there's only 2 crimes. And after Theodore Roosevelt, then it just keeps on growing. There's 3,
yes.
And then there's 4 per
the socialist
administration,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just one at a time. There's, you know, 5, 6, 7, up to Obama, where the list is growing right now. George W. Bush had like 20. But literally, there's only 2 between 1777 and 1868.
Wow.
One was for a congressman who spat on another during Congress because he was a little agitated.
Right. Whoa, wait a second. Okay, keep your thought, okay? Do you remember when Wilson decried the president for the world to see, and he shouted back, "You lie!"
Yes.
Guess who reprimanded him? Pelosi.
Interesting.
You can't call the president a liar. Don't you guys remember this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like saying, well, listen, it's like the pot calling the kettle black. It's like, listen, we know he lies all the time, but you can't call him out in public for that. That's got to be something that's kind of like, you know, we got to be cordial to one another.
Let's listen to this. This is a great point. Listen to this.
Reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This too is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
Did you hear that, friends?
Amen. You lie.
Yeah, he said you lie.
Amen.
Now, I want you to pay attention to this again. This was at the beginning of this criminal administration. Joe Wilson, by the way, the American people stood behind
Amen.
Joe Wilson, this rep.
Amen.
And by the way, I know nothing of Joe Wilson, but I do high-five him for being a lone voice to speak out against this tyranny. Okay? But I'm going to play this again. I want you to listen when Obama begins to lie. This is years ago. This is 5 years ago, friends, when this went down. Yeah, 5 years ago, 2009 September. This is when it was uploaded. But pay attention to the voice of the people that were willing at that point to call this president out for what he was at that time. But now look it.
And he's proven himself to be a liar time after time after
time. They're calling him a pathological liar.
Hello?
If he's a pathological liar and he's lying and you accept it, then it means you're a partaker of his crimes.
That's right.
Okay? Listen to this again. This is Rep. Joe Wilson calling Obama a liar. But again, pay attention. When Barack starts to lie and everybody knows that he's lying, listen to those that are in the crowd that represent we the people, which tells you there's still good people in play, okay, doing their job. But I'll tell you what, when the masses come together to stand behind them good people, then and only then are you going to get the job done. But because we have tolerated it over the last 5 years, this is what we have to deal with now, is a pathological liar. The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. But let me go back. Here's the piece right now. This is Rep. Joe Wilson. And again, listen when Obama lies to the voice of the people.
There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
didn't. He did not know how to respond.
No, he did not.
Dana Bash, our senior congressional correspondent.
He did not. You have to look at his person. He did not know how to respond when he said, "You lie." Listen one more time.
That our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This too is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
He does not know how to respond.
Not true.
He looked at the man that said it, mm-hmm. and he said, not true.
Yeah, sure.
So he stepped on the truth, and folks, that's all this man knows how to do.
Yeah, he hasn't, lie after lie after lie he's been caught in over and over and over and over again. And you think, okay, well, this has got to be the straw that's going to break the camel's back. The people surely have to rise up for this one. And then they let it go, and then another one comes up. Surely the people are going to rise for this one. And then it's let go, and people just kind of, they scuffle about it. They're unhappy with it. But nothing really in the amount of force to create change and say, listen, you cannot lie to the people. You are not above the law. That's when people need to rise up and say, listen, enough is enough with the line in the sand, just like we're talking about the Little House on the Prairie, and kick those guys out and make them pay for their crimes. It's simplicity, but listen, if we would empty out all the stadiums like we've talked about so many times, get people in front of the White House, in front of the Capitol of the United States, and all across America, we could change this country in 2 months. The problem is, what's more important, your freedom, your liberty for your children, your children's children, like our founding forefathers valued their posterity? What are we going to leave to our children? It's up to us. We've got the baton in our hands. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, that's it.
It's not time to complain about it. It's not time to talk about it. What are you going to do? Put some feet to your talk.
Hey, you know what,
and
folks,
get your actions and prove it that you really mean what you say.
The real criminals are the ones with the suits on.
That's right.
You know, you need to start listening to long-haired rockers, I'm telling you, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's why they're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Amen.
Hey, it's like that hairy dude walking around Israel rebuking the king Herod for all of his evils.
John.
Yep, and he was the only one that was willing to do it. But notice they had to deal with John in private. They would not do it in public. Why? Because people acknowledged John the Baptist to be a prophet, and the king couldn't do anything to a prophet back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
See, they always do what they do. Just like when Christ was crucified, friends, they had to do it in the dark, they had to do it at night, and they had to do it unlawfully. Joe Wilson did not do that. The man really played the proclaimer for the American people when he said, "You lie." But what's interesting is he was reprimanded by the Pelosis of the world, those that are about as dumb as a bag of or a sack of rocks.
And liars themselves.
Liars to the core, friends.
Yes.
And you know it. And again, friends, let me encourage you. Just like Stephanie, our pretty little princess, is trying to encourage you through the analogy of Little House on the Prairie. There's not a better analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we do it one by one, because when you look at what's going on in this country today, less than 1.67%, 1.6 or 1.7% are being used to destroy. How is this happening? You know, friends, when you look back in Germany, there's 80 million people. There's 312 here in the United States of America. They're embarrassed for what they allowed Hitler to do. And I want you to keep in mind that when Hitler came on the scene, less than 3% approved of who he was. They thought he was a joke. And later, only history teaches us the joke was on the German people. Did I say that right?
Well, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't get the American. I want to make the distinction
German
between.
People, yeah.
Okay, now Chase is putting his finger out. Well, isn't it peace, brother? What's up?
We already passed the peace. Now we're on to the
one. But
I almost thought you were going to start, picking a straw hat or something there.
Oh, no.
But Kendra, now his face is getting red. No, but friends, really, that's what it comes down to. We're the Joe Wilsons.
That's right.
We're the John the Baptist. We're the men that will play the men.
MLK.
We know that the SEALs are doing it. We know that the prophets are doing it. We know that the Sons of Liberty are doing it. We know that our pretty little princess is doing it. We know that Little House in the Prairie taught us. Maybe that's why they got rid of Little House in the Prairie.
That's right. Too much
too moral. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-07. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, okay. Hey, folks, we've been talking about Joe Wilson. Remember when he called the president during the last segment and said, you lie? Well, I'm just, again, we're doing live radio. I love doing stuff live. But I'm on YouTube right now. Update. Joe Wilson's you lie outburst was correct. Illegals are getting taxpayer funds. Of course! Of course. Man, guys, you know, when people talk about Barack Hussein Obama, you know, I always ask the question, can you just tell me where he's ever told the truth? But then when you look in the judgments of God, how can you show mercy to a people that accept the lie? You can't. Man, I got an analogy. Steph, did you want to throw something in there? I'm going to bring it over to what real mercy is. And I'm going to start off with the President of the United States by the name of George Washington, who understood what real mercy was.
Well, I'll just throw this out there. We're coming to the end of the show, and like we're talking about, we here at the Sons of Liberty are sick and tired ourselves about hearing about the problem. We're sick and tired of hearing about, you know, all the crimes being committed against the American people on a daily basis, which is why we fight. We fight first and foremost because of the sacrifice that we see what Jesus Christ did for us by dying on the cross for our sins. And then we look at our brothers and sisters in arms in the natural who are sacrificing their lives literally so we can have this blessed country and the freedom and the liberty to be able to do what we do and train up our children in this free country. When you look at other nations, it's incredible. But if you can get behind this ministry doing what we're doing, actually turning talk radio, like we always say, into do radio, we're out there doing. We're going to be in California. We're going to be in South Dakota. We're boots on the ground. We're front lines. We are unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are not politically correct. The truth is the truth. Black is black. White is white. There is no room for gray. There's no in-between, and there's no compromise. So if you feel like, listen, I want to get behind the Sons of Liberty, maybe you've been kind of teeter-tottering on the edge saying, oh, I don't know if I want to or not. Listen, become a son or daughter of liberty. Join together with us in this fight. Let's link arms together because we cannot do it without you. You can call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. It's not good enough to say, oh, I'm so glad there's people like you out there. I'm so glad you guys are fighting the fight. Listen, we all have to do this thing together. And it's not one man's job. It's all of ours together. It's our country. It's we the people. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and make a secure donation. Click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. And let's do this thing together.
How do we deal with crime? There's a true story told of Major Andre. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. Guilty as the hell in which was to become his home. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. And what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. And on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. But in the heart of George Washington, the first president of the United States, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. Friends, he was principled. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well. Thus, endangering the country, justice had to be satisfied because justice is the guardian of liberty. How every generous feeling of nature would have been gratified if mercy could have been triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But George Washington knew better, and 238 years later now, here we are.
Yeah.
It's someone that understood what had to be done.
That's such a great point. Because George Washington so loved his country, and he knew that to let crime go unpunished was endangering the country. See, that one man's crime, if you let one man's crime go, then another man's going to think, right. That guy got to get let go. He was let go. Well, I can do it too. Because there was no severe justice brought down upon those
crimes. What happens is when a kid commits a crime today, they already know that they're going to stand in front of the judge, and we need to keep in mind, friends, soft judges, and I'm speaking this to you, the people, because you are the judge at length under God. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and a kid that commits crime, or a woman or a man that commits a crime, already know for the most part they're going to get their hands slapped. Yep. Now, isn't it interesting, though, the government, where they don't want the laws broken, people are afraid to break those laws. For example, mm-hmm. taxes.
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid to violate their taxes.
Or Las Vegas.
Why? Because those are the laws that they enforce. Las Vegas. They don't have a drug problem in Las Vegas for the most part. And I'm talking about the main drag because they have uncles and aunts and grandpas, grandmas that come to their casinos and spend billions of dollars every year. Therefore, they enforce the laws against those crimes. Folks, if we showed the severity and the consequence of breaking laws to those that serve we the people and to the citizens at large, it's going to put the fear of God in them. And when the fear of God is there, guess what? We're going to understand real love. And when once we understand real love, we're going to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And that is the fulfilling of God's law.
Yeah, when you say understand real love, you can look at it and you can say, listen, we don't want to be too hard on the criminal. Listen, if you let that criminal go, there's no telling how many other people he's going to violate.
How ridiculous it is for people to believe to be soft with those that commit the crime, because then love wounds itself by killing justice.
Right.
And according to the love that you have for your country will show to the degree that you will execute the laws against crime that is committed in your country.
That's right. Yeah. And you're not showing love against the victims of those crimes.
That's right.
You're showing more love, like we talk about.
A mercy at large is to bring forth justice concerning criminals at large, because it's for the good of the people that criminal is dealt with. It's also interesting to note, back in the 50s, a kid was actually standing in front of a judge in the state of Minnesota here in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And he was an orphan. he didn't know for the most part right from wrong. He had a conscience, but he needed a knowledge to go along with his conscience, which means with knowledge. That judge looked at him and told him that he wanted him to learn the Ten Commandments.
Because he didn't know them. That's why he committed
the crime. That was his sentence. That's exactly right. And that boy learned the Ten Commandments. And rest assured, that's what brought him to Christ, to be saved by grace through faith, and that not of himself. It is the gift of God. See, that is correct understanding. People need an understanding in this country. And what's going to bring understanding, friends, is the Scriptures.
You know, another point to make, too, is true love is to bring justice down upon the criminal. First of all, it's love towards the people that they may potentially violate if they're not brought to justice.
Right.
But also, true love is bringing down justice upon that criminal, giving that criminal an opportunity to repent before a just and a holy God, too, as well.
You mean penitentiary? Penitence
has... How come all these people in jail, quote-unquote, supposedly they find the Lord, and some of it's
genuine.
Yeah,
they find it. Yep, they get into jail, and they end up in prison for 5 to 10 years, and what do they have there right when they walk in the prison?
A Bible?
Yep. Why didn't they give them that Bible in school? Prevention is better than crime, but they wait until the crime to be committed. But again, that feeds bureaucracy.
That's right.
So again, let's not complain about what we tolerate. Let's deal with it.
Prevention is better than cure. That's absolutely right.
You're the boss. Folks, again, I want you to do me a favor. Go on Genesis Communication Network, and I just want you to check out. They post our articles there as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com. But you guys have been rocking the gauge, and I just want to let you know that we truly and sincerely appreciate it with everything within ourselves. I'm humbled by it. I'm very appreciative, and I do my best to make sure that before I get on the radio, I got something to offer, because what I don't want to do is I don't want to bring sand. I want to bring the bread of life, and his name is Jesus Christ. Without fail, that is my job. I'm a preacher.
That's right.
First and foremost.
It's kind of like we give the Lord our 5 loaves and our 2 fishes, all that we have, and he blesses it, he multiplies it, and he feeds the masses.
Chase, can I do this really quick? I'm going to take this camera,
and I
want you to show everybody what you're doing all the time.
It's not the right camera.
Oh, it's not the... Where's the...
Oh, it's on the computer?
Nice try.
See, we were going to actually...
I was going to take the camera and actually show you what Chase does. He put his 2 fingers up like this again. Friends, you can see this. How do they live stream?
You go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and become a son or daughter of Liberty Radio.
Yeah. Those
are the perks of being a son or daughter of Liberty,
right? There you
right?
go. That's the whole deal.
The perks.
You like that?
Yes,
I like perks.
And you get the discount, right? I mean, that's
the 25% off the product of the week, but every week. That's
you get
right.
the antics. I mean, you get to see
plus
everything.
You're joining
folks,
the
it's
fight.
Not, it's totally is. I mean, if people could see what happens in this little studio, you'd be humored, I think.
You're dancing.
And sometimes when the Pretty Little Princess is talking, I'm over here just kind of like, okay, I'm just kind of wagging my head back and forth, kind of like trying to, you know, go in sync with what you're saying.
I thought that when I was talking, you were always like in
I'm really
awe
trying to
and,
say
like,
because
speechless.
You hippie children. I'm really trying to say you guys are great.
No.
Groovy.
Yeah. Hit me in the sky.
We just got to get 2 more cameras then, and we can get one in here.
We should have like
surround
sound
camera. You want a camera on you,
camera.
Chase? Like, you'd want everybody to see you?
Well, want is a strong word, but...
Well, you were the one that suggested it. I didn't.
That's true. No one over here is making that suggestion.
I think he's trying to gloat.
Just my time in the limelight.
You're glowing, dude.
You want your face on the website.
He does.
That's what he's missing out on.
I think Lizard might, too.
Yeah, we could get Lizard just, on there with a little
matter
like,
of fact,
long
hey,
tongue.
Friends, I just asked Lizard. Hey, folks, if you'd like to sign up on our Sons of Liberty weekly list,
newsletter
mailers,
yeah.
How do they do that? sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check it out. I'm going to ask her to actually tell and actually give the information to the people, our listeners, how much we did last year, friends. It's pretty astonishing.
Yeah.
Whoa, we did all that? Cool. sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you later. See ya!
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.